From Walking in Grace, this is the Straight Truth Podcast, Christian truths in an increasingly secular world.
Pastor Richard, this question is about evangelism and maybe the tools and resources we use in our witnessing. Obviously, these things can be good and helpful, and sometimes maybe they're a little bit of a distraction, and other times the way people use them. But what are your thoughts about using gospel tracts in witnessing? And specifically, as a reform-minded church here, as we think about God's work in our lives, a lot of these tracts come from an Arminian standpoint. Maybe you can explain a little bit about what we mean by that, but do you think there's any usefulness in those tracts? Because a lot of them have that sort of angle in terms of the gospel message in the tract itself.
Yeah, and for those who might not know what we're talking about, so the gospel is the gospel that never changes. But if you understand salvation in such a way that you believe that regeneration is the result of decision, So what you're really just aiming at is to get someone to make a decision, right? Make a decision for Christ. And as soon as they make a profession or they pray a prayer, then they're saved. Well, when that's your view of it, even the very way you present the gospel is changed. I mean, you end up doing that. You end up aiming to get a decision. Mm-hmm. And so it sort of becomes a battle of the wills, a battle of the wits even, as I try to win someone over to a decision. Whereas if you believe that faith is the result of regeneration, if you believe that God does what only God can do, granting life and light in the soul, and the result of that is a penitent faith in Jesus Christ. Now my job is to give them the gospel in a way that God means for the gospel to be given. So I give the gospel sincerely, genuinely, and in a way that exhorts, in a way that reflects God's own pleading with sinners. Mm-hmm. So it's not passionless. It's not without the heart. It's not just data dump, information dump. But it is sharing the gospel as a faithful herald, as a faithful messenger of God. So I reflect the attitude and the heart of the one who has sent me with the message. So there's the difference that we're talking about between Arminian and, and a view of salvation that sees God as being sovereign in the matter. In terms of tracts, what I would say is they can be helpful. They can be helpful, especially in situations where you don't have opportunity for long conversation. There's just this morning, as I was pulling through coffee line at Starbucks to come up here and do this, a young lady strikes up a conversation from the window and she says, "Are you on your way to work?" And I said, "I am." And she said, "Is it going to be a special day?" And I said, "It's going to be kind of a normal day." And she says, "Well, what do you do?" And I said, "I'm a pastor." She said, "Really?" And then she said, "So what does a pastor do?" it was like this. And I said, "Well, today we're going to be doing the Straight Truth Podcast." And she said, "Really? Can I find that?" And I said, "Yeah, you can find it on YouTube." Well, I would have loved to have had something at that moment to give her, right? I can't hold up the whole line in Starbucks. I'm in a car. I can't hold up the whole line to have a long gospel conversation. So there's an opportunity where a tract could be useful in a restaurant or something like that. So I think they can be useful, and that's the primary reason for them. I could also see them being useful in a situation where you can sit down next to a person and walk them through a gospel presentation that is laid out for the both of you, maybe hand one to them, and you're reading through it with them. So they understand that this isn't just your opinion. You're not the authority in this situation. Because those tracts, if they're well done, will have scripture references. And so they're able to read those references with you. So I could see them being useful. I don't think they're necessary. I rarely use them myself. I just talk to people face-to-face with Scripture, and that's sufficient. I mean, if you are saved, then you know the gospel, and you know how the Lord saves sinners, and so you're able, just from your own life, to tell people how to come to Christ.
Yeah, I found it helpful to have a couple trusted ones just with me in the truck. Or
what are some of your favorites? What do you
have? There's one called Two Ways to Live, which I think is very helpfully describes that kind of the narrow road and the broad road, and there are two ways in which we can live, and it points us towards Christ in the narrow road. Obviously, the gospel message is the forgiveness of sins, that repentance and forgiveness of sins, and a heart that's fixed towards Christ and heavenward towards Him. And as opposed to the life of destruction, which is what the world is. There's another one that...
Who produces that one?
I believe it's called Matthias Media. M-A-T-T-I-A-S Media, I believe. And that one's good. And you can find that online. I believe they give those away for free. There are some other ones. I remember Desiring God had one that was kind of based on the whole Desiring God concept that from John Piper's book that I found helpful. And then one other that was just a track that we actually had here at church for a long time. We had oodles of them, and I kept them with me, just called What is the Gospel?
Yeah.
It was just a helpful sort of summary as the gospel that you can walk somebody through when you don't have your Bible on you.
Right.
Sometimes it's good just to pull out your phone now. You have your Bible and you can walk through these texts. But even that can be an odd sort of occurrence, like I'm telling you about the gospel from my phone. But rather than an actual physical Bible, which seems to, in my opinion, kind of it's more authority.
Yeah.
What you're saying. So those are some ones that I've found.
Yeah. I'm vaguely familiar. I haven't spent a lot of time around it, but the Way of the Master
is
a pretty sound ministry. Mm-hmm. And I think their approach is to begin with the law of God.
The Ten Commandments.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Help people see their sinfulness. Obviously, mm-hmm. you don't need to be saved if you don't know you're lost. So that would be one that I might recommend. But in general, I think what we're saying is there is a time and a place where these can be helpful.
Yeah.
Just make sure the materials are sound, solid.
Would you avoid there? I'm going to bring up maybe a controversial topic, but there's a prevalence in some parts of evangelicalism, these tracts that really hit hard on judgment, and they'll even in sort of cartoon format show somebody dying, and then these demons that are dragging them to hell, and it's meant to maybe scare somebody. Into thinking that they of the seriousness of maybe their sin.
Yeah,
what do you think about those?
I wouldn't
recommend
those. And I think what we need to stress, even so, you mentioned, for example, using your phone versus the Bible. I understand what you're saying. Completely agree.
Yeah.
That there's a sense of people associate the book with the words.
Yes, yes.
But what we want to stress to people is what we're bringing to them are words from God. It is a message, and that's the authority, right? It's the authority. This happens to be a Bible I love. It's my preaching Bible, and it's very nice, and I'm grateful to have it. But the words, that's what's precious.
Right.
And so whether I'm giving that from my phone or I'm giving it from a track, the Word of God is what we're presenting.
Yeah.
They don't need pictures. They don't need depictions. Mm. The words are sufficient. That's what we're called to take to people, the words of God.
Thanks again for joining us for this episode of the Straight Truth Podcast. Now, Straight Truth is listener supported. So if you'd like to find out ways how you can help us to continue to produce this podcast, you can go to our website and find out ways to do that, straighttruth.net. At that website, you'll also find links to all of our previous episodes and our social media channels, so be sure to check it out. Straight Truth is a production of Walking in Grace Ministries, the preaching and teaching ministry of Pastor Richard Caldwell. For more information, go to walkingingrace.org.